think it's been an extremely good one, Nigel. Very busy one, particularly with the 30th anniversary. I think we were not thrown in at the deep end, but certainly invited to prove ourselves on Exercise Falklands Forum the end of January, beginning of February, when the staff were very much put through their paces and came out having given an extremely good account of themselves. Very significant number of veterans have visited throughout the year, not just through the 30th anniversary period itself. And I've been astounded by the way the islands and servicemen and women have looked after veterans, facilitated their visits, and also found it hugely humbling to realise what people achieved 30 years ago and indeed at what cost. And it's been a huge privilege for all of us to have been involved in those commemorations. I look back on Liberation Day in particular with the blizzard that everybody very stalwartly saw their way through, put on a fantastic parade despite the conditions, and it was the islands and the service community as a whole showing the world what we can all do.
And the fantastic thing, as you said, there's been lots of visitors and everybody's got a unique story to tell.
Yeah, I know you've been grabbing people throughout the year, and what's telling is how frequently those stories have not been told before. And of course, the group of veterans we had here over Remembrance Week, the 50 of them, none of them had been back to the Falklands since 1982. And there's a great deal of reflection and catharsis, I think, for the individuals involved. We all heard stories that just had not come to the fore for 30 years. And I think people found that extremely helpful to be able to talk through with a community that understood what they'd been through, to talk through their experiences. Yeah, humbling.
And professionally for yourself, what a fantastic time to be here and what a great opportunity in your career.
Oh, Nigel, I think you know, for me, this is very hard to beat it. Obviously, a fair degree of independence, 8,000 miles away from the United Kingdom. One has to be fairly independent. And what a huge privilege to be able to command elements from all three services and to get that intimate exposure to all three services and indeed the civil service. And that's one of the unique things about the Falklands is, you know, we're literally in that same ship all together. It doesn't matter whether we're servicemen and women, civilians, contractors, BFBS, whoever, we're all here to do exactly the same thing. And that's to deter any military aggression.
Clearly, over a 12-month period, you'll get good times and some more challenging times as well. And I know a recent fire presented a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, let's not beat about the bush. It was one of the larger fires that's occurred here. Very significant one that built out of a range fire. But what was hugely impressive is the way everybody swung together, whether it was the service community, whether it's Falkland Islands Fire and Rescue Service, to defeat fires that had covered the better part of 30 square kilometres of heathland. A very significant undertaking, but hugely impressive the way people reacted and the way the operation came together. And although it's not the way I'd have chosen, perhaps, to exercise everybody, but being able to operate with the Falkland Island Emergency Service and mobilise our own ground defence force to get people out onto the ground to beat out the fires, and then over the next few weeks to be able to go back and dig out the peat fires that burnt underground. I don't think anybody expected us to be able to do that, and I'm very grateful to the vast amount of hard work that went into that. And it underlined to the Falkland community just how professional servicemen and women can be. You know, give them a job to do, and by goodness, they do it professionally.
It's an interesting question, perhaps, especially as you're coming towards the end of your time here. Has the job been as you expected it would be when you first came down here?
To be honest, I don't know really that I knew what to expect. And as I said to the staff this morning, if there's anything about this year, it's shown us that the bizarre happens rather more frequently than one might anticipate. You can look for tests on exercises and evaluations and the like, But in my experience over 18 months here now, reality tends to throw in the more extreme. And the exercise planners have yet to come up with a scenario that has not been as outlandish as some of the events that the region throws at us, whether it's political or indeed natural. If I'd been given a tsunami warning in an exercise, I'd have invited the exercise planners to go away and think again. But that's exactly what we had back last springtime, Northern Hemisphere spring. There was a tsunami warning one Saturday morning. Fortunately, it came to nothing, but it wasn't one that I had foreseen. So, one of huge challenges, but very, very satisfying nonetheless.
Now, we mentioned that you come towards the end of your time here next year. We'll talk about that in a moment. But just looking back, we've mentioned things to do with work and liberation, that sort of thing. What other memories will you take away from the Falklands?
The people, both the service community and the civilian community. When all said and done, we're part of one home here. We can't afford not to be. But the people have been so accommodating, so helpful, even when times have been getting tough. The Falkland Islanders understand what we're here to do, and they're incredibly helpful. I think that's probably the abiding memory amongst a huge number of real positives. Living somewhere which is environmentally challenging, but incredibly rewarding nonetheless. I've literally just come from the weekly arrivals brief, exhorting people to get out and see the wildlife. And you and I were just chatting about some of the opportunities here that you just cannot get anywhere else in the world. It makes up for quite a lot.
So tell us about your new role. I would imagine anything will be very, very different to what you've been doing here.
Yeah, I'm off to SHAPE in Belgium to be the United Kingdom National Military Representative. That's probably as much as I know about the job at the moment. But suffice to say, it's going to be different. Anywhere after the Falklands is going to be different. It's going to be something of a come down after command, after the opportunities of working so closely with all three services, the civil service, everybody. And having that responsibility at the end of a very long piece of string from the United Kingdom, that's going to be very hard to replicate.